It's here and now. As concerns around the highly contagious Delta variant grow, some companies are taking the extra step of making vaccines mandatory for employees returning to the office. Yesterday, Google became the first major tech company to announce that it would require all employees returning to the office to be vaccinated. That same day, Facebook and Lyft followed suit with their own vaccine requirements. For more on this, we're joined by MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Jane.
How many employees, how are these employees at Google and Facebook and Lyft reacting to the news of these vaccine mandates?
Well, a number of employees have applauded the decision to, you know, there's two parts to it. One is they're delaying some of their office reopenings for employees, and they're requiring vaccines for those who are coming back. Most people think it's the right call. It's also pushing back return dates to work. So that's another issue here, because that, you know, goes to the whole childcare issue and moving back to places near an office for some. But the bottom line is this concept of companies requiring vaccine or very frequent testing if you're not getting vaccinated has picked up a lot of steam this week. The Department of Veterans Affairs have done it. The state of California has done it. The city of New York has done it. And a lot of other jurisdictions are now following suit.
Right. And so from a legal perspective, is there anything preventing employers from these mandatory vaccinations for all their employees?
It's not that there are legal preventing mechanisms. The issue has to do with the fact that, remember, before we got into the COVID crisis, we were sort of almost at a labor shortage in America, and we now also are. So companies, particularly those large companies with a lot of employees, want to be careful that they're not doing something that's going to cause a whole bunch of people to quit on them or not come to work. The vaccines are not approved for full use. They're all approved for emergency use, and we're probably a couple of months away from full usage authorization. It tends to be simpler for companies once it's been approved for full use to mandate vaccination. However, the Department of Justice came out this week and said there is nothing legally preventing companies from mandating vaccines. The only exceptions are employees who are protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act or those who get religious exemptions, waivers from it. Generally speaking, everybody else can be compelled to be vaccinated.
You mentioned the VA and other state vaccine mandates. President Biden is reportedly set to announce that all federal employees will be required to show proof of vaccination or wear masks at all times on the job and face regular COVID testing. So why now? Is it the rise of the Delta variant, Ali?
Yes, very much so. I actually spoke with Rochelle Walensky, Dr. Walensky, the head of the CDC, a couple of nights ago, and she was saying, look, you know, a lot of people are seeing this as a reversal. It's an update. The Delta variant is much more contagious. It's spreading very, very rapidly, and that's causing the government to put these things into place. Remember, the government is the largest employer in the country, and that, you know, putting aside the military, the Department of Veterans Affairs is the largest department in the government. So they can get to a lot of people with these mandates. And then there's the whole idea of example. Last year, we spent a lot of the year with the administration and the executive not setting the example of mask wearing. This administration wants to be ahead of that.
About 10 seconds, Ali. Will these mandates be effective in boosting vaccination rates, do you think?
Yes, because there are a lot of people who aren't really against the vaccines. They're just sort of ambivalent about it, and they will do so in order to get back to work.
We'll keep watching. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. As always, thank you.
Thanks, Shane.